This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 301, Reading Panic. What to do if this is you? You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Are you still worried about your reading test? Without the right strategies, you can't finish. Get our top tips today.
What's up, Jessica? How are you feeling today?
I'm doing good. I'm a little tired, just at the end of a friend visiting. So, you know, whenever someone's staying in your house and you're just staying up late, and I still wake up early, no matter what time I go to bed, I'm still going to wake up before seven.
So
I have some sleep catching up to do. What about you? Feeling rested, feeling energized?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I've had some fun weekends, and I'm preparing for this presidential traverse, so I'm getting in really good shape these days. Like yesterday, I had my weekly women's running group, and I noticed that finally, I'm not at the end of the slowest group. I'm at the end of the second slowest group.
Hey, but that's progress. That's awesome.
That's progress.
And that's because you're what? Like, you're hiking more? You're doing more like cardio stuff?
Yeah, just getting back in shape. You know, all summer, I was sitting in the car for 2 months, and it's taken me about a month to get into shape cardio-wise. It's like when you get older, it takes longer.
No, totally. Yeah. I also am having a little bit of difficulty getting through the summer and still feeling in shape. So I've started to develop a plan for reconditioning myself. It'll come together. I'm not worried.
Good. Yeah. It's just amazing how when I was 25, I could get in shape in like a week, right?
I know.
And now that I'm 35, it takes a month. It's incredible.
Seriously, I'm going into this with eyes wide open. I'm not going to expect myself to be sprinting right away. I'm going to take my time this time.
Oh, my God. Good luck with that. Let us know how it goes.
I know, right? Yeah, don't worry. Well, I'll keep you updated. And then I can't wait to hear about your enormous hiking adventure as well.
Yeah, that's still a good month away. So I've got some time, luckily.
So cool. All right. So we had an interesting question from a student in our course. She is feeling some reading frustrations, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners will understand. Yeah. So she already has learned the strategies. She's done a few of the practices. Okay. Not all of them, but a few of the practices. Mm-hmm. And so she decided to do a practice test and just completely lost her confidence because she did not get many answers correct. And which is, you know, on the face of it, you're looking at this like, but I told you how to do this. Like, I told you all the strategies and exactly how to find the answer. So you really have to read between the lines here and look at some of her other further comments to see what the problem is. So basically, the confidence wasn't there. The confidence and the strategies weren't there. So she was still reading too much. She was still not following the strategies exactly. And that's the only way you could find the answers, guys, is by following the time-saving strategies exactly. If you are halfway committed to the strategies and you say, okay, sure, yeah, I know I have to skim. But instead of spending 1 minute, you spend like 5 minutes because you're not skimming. You're actually reading like a lot of the passage. So that's not going to do you any good. It's just going to waste time. And then if you go to the questions and you follow my strategy, all the strategies from the course, right? Three keys, three steps, how to scan, find the answer quickly, all of that. All the reading strategies are about saving time. If you take longer, if you take your time with it, they don't work. If you read too much, it doesn't work. You will get the wrong answer if you read too much every time.
That's so interesting. And I remember you said numerous times that the reading test is the place where having strategies is the most crucial. Is that right? Like really, literally compared with the other sections. It's important with the other sections, but with reading, it's the number one most important thing.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it's really important, guys, that you have these time-saving strategies and you trust them implicitly. You are never going to be certain of your answer. Like almost never on the reading test are you going to be 100% certain that you got the right answer. And that's part of the practice. That's part of the strategies is getting used to being okay with that. You have to become accustomed and comfortable with that. So you're able to just directly move on to the next question and just get the next answer, right? So it's that doubt. It's that lack of confidence that ruins you. If you think too much or read too much, both of those things are going to ruin your score on the reading exam.
If you have a limited amount of money to spend taking the IELTS exam, you don't want to take it 5 or 6 times. We can help you to pass the first time. When you go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, you get our daily study plan and our strategies that work. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Right. And also, of course, if you're trying to straddle between two strategy systems, right? If you've bought another course and you're in another school and then you're also using our course, in that case, our guarantee doesn't apply, guys, because you have to really just have faith in us. Check out the testimonials on our sales page and see who this has worked for. Many, many students. And you have to jump in 100%. You cannot try to mix and match strategies from different teachers. You just can't
impossible.
Do it.
That's impossible. Especially because, I mean, to be honest, the strategies of everybody else that I've seen or worked with, they're way long, you guys. There's like, you know, there's like 8 steps to the strategy. And then there's like a whole new 10-step strategy for matching headings.
No.
There's just, it's too much to remember and it doesn't help you. And if you look at our course with just the 3 steps and drawing the similarities between every question type. So, you know, these are the skills you need to find every answer. And then there are slightly different strategies for matching headings and true, false, not given, yes, no, not given, because those questions are weird and they cause the most difficulties for students. So there are a couple extra tips just for those. But otherwise, it's the same 3 steps all the time. So once you get used to this, guys, I was just working with a student the other day and that magic teacher moment of seeing the light go on happened. And I was so stoked. We were doing the yes, no, not given. And after walking through step by step and explaining like the first 2 questions, on the 3rd question, he did it by himself. He found the answer like super fast. And then he was like, that's true. Oh my God, I get it. That was easy.
Oh, so cool. Like, so cool. So cool. That must be so rewarding too. That's awesome.
That's the best feeling. So my advice to this student would be to step back a little bit. First of all, you have to review the strategies, right? You have to review each step that I ask you to practice in the course. So review the strategies, make sure you're comfortable with those, and then practice each skill separately. And again, guys, in our course and our study plan, I tell you exactly how to do this. So for example, scanning, right? You can practice this easily on your own, isolate this one skill, get a newspaper article and just scan. Remember, scanning is not reading. You're only looking over each line quickly. And every time you see a number, you circle it. Every time you see a capital letter, not at the beginning of a sentence, but at the beginning of a name, then you circle that too. Okay, just to get you used to how scanning can be that fast. So practice each skill individually. And then once you do come back to the test practice, because you're confident in these steps, guys, then time yourself. Each step has to be timed. Okay. Don't allow yourself to double check anything. So skimming, no more than a minute. When you look for an answer, no more than a minute for each question. If you can't find it, skip it. Go to the next one. Like you just have to really become like militaristic with yourself. Just, you know, just keeping in these strict boundaries.
Love it, Jessica. Well said. I love it. This is it's all about those strategies. I mean, we just can't do it without, guys. And, you know, this is the best information we can get in the IELTS world. So I feel lucky that you're here, Jessica. This is great.
I'm happy to be here. The more light bulb moments that we can create in students, right? Like that's what teachers live for. So hopefully some of this advice will turn on some light bulbs for you guys. But of course, you do need the step-by-step strategies that we're talking about.
Love it. Awesome. Anything else we want to say about that, or are we good to go for now?
That's good, guys. That's good. This is a little shorter, but there was a lot of information packed in here. And I'm sure that some of you guys, if not most of you guys, can identify with this student's difficulties. So definitely listen a couple times. Write down that sort of three-step recovery that I gave to this student to just take a step back and slow down, guys. Get comfortable with each strategy and each skill before you go into test practice.
I love that. And just to remind our listeners, guys, when you are in our course, you can join the Facebook group. And we do get a lot of people asking questions about the reading test, right, mm-hmm, Jessica? Yeah. I see that a lot, right?
A lot lately, yeah. Mostly about reading and writing. Lots of those.
Yeah, so you don't need to feel like you'll be on your own, right? So you will have questions that will come up as you go through these strategies, and you do have a place to ask those questions.
Yep, and at least a couple other students always respond. And then, of course, I always respond as like the final word.
Yeah, exactly. You're kind of overseeing things, and it's cool that other students, you know, there's a sense of community in there. I love that. You know, we can help each other out. So guys, to get into the course, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get started in that Facebook group right away. All right.
Yep.
Very cool. Good topic, Jessica. And I will see you back here soon.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.